The Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Lamed Hey, I believe, talks about the issue of a Yotze Dofen, a C-section baby. We know, V'yom HaShmini Yimo Besar Allah. So we know on the eighth day, one has to have a bris, a Filo B'Shabbos. So there's a discussion. The Gemara, when do you do a bris of a Yotze Dofen? When does this... Like, why should we discriminate against a C-section baby? So, the Gemara discusses, since in Parashas Tazria, it says, Isha ki Tazria v'yaldo zachar. It talks about a natural childbirth. And therefore, they learn now, a woman's only tummy, if it's Isha Kisaz, we have a Yaldo Zachar. If it's a C-section, the baby comes out from a different area, the stomach, and therefore, strictly, practically speaking, a woman's in Nida anyway, but strictly speaking, that she's not in Nida. So, when do we say you do Mila on day 8 is only if it's Isha Kisa Zriya Vayaldo Zachar. And they talk about, yeah, but Avram Avinu, there was no Tumah Vatara, and if this says Vayom HaShmini, this says he should do a bris on the eighth day, it doesn't qualify it. So the bottom line is, it's a Sveika Dedina, whether C-section you do day 1 or day 8. So Lamaisa, we don't do a C-section baby on Shabbos because we only do a Vadai Milo Bizmana. Suffolk Milo Bizmana we don't do. So that's pretty clear. But it isn't as clear as with modern technology, what happens if through artificial insemination or in vitro fertilization, formerly known as test tube. So what about, do you have a bris on Shabbos? Why wouldn't you? Like, what does that have to do with anything? Because there's a Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yadalad, about bathhouse. Someone became pregnant in a bathhouse. There's a whole possible story with Yirmiyahu's daughter. But the Gemara talks about someone went into, well, they talk about the context of could a Kohen Gadol marry this woman who is pregnant, but she claims she's a Besula, a virgin. So Shmuel says maybe he did it in a way where he didn't break the Besulim, and the other suggestion, the Gemara says, maybe she became pregnant in the bathtub. So that's a Hoshai, whether it could happen today, could it ever happen, but that was the assumption. So over there in the Gemara Chagiga, Rabbi Chananel writes, a big Chiddush. He says, perhaps someone who's born through bathhouse insemination, maybe doesn't have a regular din of a leida. And therefore, if you're born through bathhouse insemination, so therefore you can't have a mila on Shabbos, because it's not a regular din leida, only a din leida. A normal pregnancy birth, that's a mila bezmanah. But it's like Yotze Dofen is a shayla. Maybe this is a shayla. That's a reichan. And also, it's a big chiddush because in the case of the C-section, the birth is actually different. In terms of AI or IVF, it's not the birth is the same. It's the conception. So the moment, it's a big chiddush to begin with, but Rabbi Chananel says it. But that's one thing. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman likes it. Well, he clears the shayla. What's pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel? Is he saying it's a mais and nes? Is it because it's miraculous? That's why it's not considered a leidah? No, it's not the normative way of doing things. So, my nafkamina, tremendous nafkamina, is AI or IVF. Let's assume it's not the normative way yet. But it's definitely not mice and ace, like we know how it happens. Scientists, doctors would tell you the way it works. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is mesupik, and he says we go l'chumra. One should not do an IVF, AI baby on Shabbos. And I believe that's the opinion of Rav Herschel Schachter, Rav David Black, and maybe Ray Willig as well. So they accept. So Rav Shlomo, so that's a big kiddush of the Rabbeinu Chananu. However, not everyone accepts it. Rabbi Yosef doesn't accept it, but they say Rav Yashav, his son-in-law, who is, his father was Rav Shlomo Zalman, the son of Rav Shlomo Zalman, I believe, and the son-in-law of Rav Yashav. So originally he quotes Rav Yashav as saying, no, you can't do it on Shabbos. And then later on he changed his mind. Why did he change his mind? So according to either the son or the way they bring down, is because back then it was a very rare occurrence. Today, I wouldn't say it's, I'd say it's not uncommon. It's definitely not more than regular birth, but since now it's becoming common, so therefore, if you learn, you know, if you learn Rav Chananu that it was very uncommon, obviously Beis Hillel's insemination was very, 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 very uncommon. This is a lot less uncommon, if he thought it's okay. They say, and I think Rav Usher Weiss also says it's okay. And even I think the Shevet Halevi, Rav Usner says you could do it on Shabbos. And I heard from my friend Baruch Simon, he said he quoted Rav David Feinstein as saying as well, you could do this bris on Shabbos. So, and Rav Sternbuch, I think he makes a distinction, and some others, between AI and IVF. AI, when everything's happening in a body, they just like push it, it's put in. So therefore, he says you can do it. But IVF, since she takes out her egg and the zera is outside, then you put it back in. So then he says maybe in that case you shouldn't do it. So therefore, it's a major debate among the poskim. So it depends, you know, if you assume the issue is because it's very uncommon, if it's, I don't think anyone says it's a mice and ace. Beis Hillel's insemination might have been. So number one, it's not really a mice and ace. So the question is, how frequent do you need? Of course, I mean, I assume Rav Schachter, Rav Bleich, or those who say, they assume, well, it's not more common than a C-section baby. Probably more, but that's not a kosh anyway. I'm not saying they say that. But that's not a kosh anyway, because C-section baby, that's a gemara. That's because you're a yotzei dofen. You're not coming out regularly. Here, we're talking about a regular childbirth. It's the conception that's different. That's a major, major discussion. As well, it comes up as well. It comes up as well with the four-step shaila. If you pull out, it's coming out through the makor, but you're pulling it out. It's not coming out naturally. So the Ragachev has a bichadish. I think he wrote, this is in correspondence with Rabbi Yonatan Eibschitz, that he says it's a yotzei dofen. As long as the body can't push it out naturally, it's by definition a yotzei dofen. Of course, at what point, if the head's already out, the Ragachev says, it depends at what point you use the forceps. But the Ragachev would say then it's considered a yotzei dofen. So obviously if it's a yotzei dofen, so besides, you can't do a bris on Shabbos, but you wouldn't have a pinyin aben. That'd be the shayla if it's peter rechem or not. And that's where, as well, I think the Rav Moshe, as well, talks about it. That maybe is it a dinin, like is it actual touching? I think you put like a chatzitza, so the head doesn't touch the certain areas, because it's halacha by pidyon behema, by bechor. That, in other words, Rav Moshe says it's not, in other words, forceps is an initial. He's saying it's by a behema, which has kedusha me'elav. It's all kedusha gets because it's touching the rechem. So if it pet the rechem, if it doesn't touch the rechem, okay, it's the shayla if there's any kedusha. But by pinyin aben, there's no real din of kedusha. It's just you're not really giving the kohen a choice. It's just a Piron Chov, like the Gra, but it's not, it's more of a Melitza. You're not really transferring Kedusha. So Rav Moshe felt even with forceps, it's, you do a Pidgin Aben with a Bracha, you know, depending on, and the Rogachovitz Kedush is that that forceps is the baby can push it out on its own. So anything that the body can't do naturally, so by definition, it's a yotze, it's as a din of a C-section, and therefore, so it would be a shaila, you know, so maybe it's a pidgin aben without a bracha, and then you wouldn't do the bris on Shabbos. If you're saying it's like a, that's a general shiloh, when we say it's yotze dofen, it's not exeris hakasur, that's just the way it is. Or no, it's a more of a brisker, as the bris was like saying, it's more of a general concept, that anything the body can't push out, in fact, that's the big kiddush of the Rogachava. That's why as well, induced labor also. I'm not sure if they say, if they quote Rav Henkin, that even induced labor is considered the Yaka Yotze Dofen. I don't know if it was a Finkin, there might be a Shita, but we don't assume that way. We assume it's induced labor, no forceps, so we assume, or many assume, Pidgin HaBen Im HaBracha. And so the Rogachov is Kiddush is in general, that's what Rav Shechter likes, he quotes in the Sefer, that the Rogachov says that Hargasha for Nida, that's just a simen, that it's a regular leda. In other words, not a regular leda that she's needed. In other words, Hagasha, going to the Rogachava, shows the hormones are acting up and they're sending the blood out. It's a simen that's like a leda. That it's just a simen, like, you know, when you give birth, it comes out from you on your own, like a, if it's with forceps, so then it shows it's not. So that's why, and it's a big shaila about, let's say, someone forgets to take birth control and they stain. So, and let's say they only stain a little bit. So is it a nida d'raisa, a nida d'rabbanan? So Rav Shechter, based on this Rogachava, others want to say it's a nida d'raisa, but it's coming from the hormone. Just like Hagasha is to show it's hormonal. Yeah, we know you forgot to take a pill. We know this dam's coming out. It's hormonal, so it's a din d'raisa. Another thing, though, it's a big chumra. It's a chumra yisera to say even a little bit of dam is. But that's the shaila. Is how do you define a yotze dofen? Is it any time it's not coming out hormonally? If it's hormonal, so then it's considered normal. And if it's not hormonal, it's by definition a yotze dofen. Or do I say no? It's just a metzias issue. If I think Rav Shechter claims that today, because now women go to work and at home, so therefore they're not in touch with their bodies, they don't really feel the Hagasha anymore. So either way, so that's the major discussion is, the Gemara talks about C-section, that was it. You can't do a C-section baby on Shabbos. Regarding AI and IVF, or Sternbruch, others, some make a distinction. AI, yes, IVF, no, because it's outside the body. But in general, you have Rav Weich, Rav Shechter, Rav Shlomo Zalman, who says no bris on Shabbos. And you have Avadja Yosef, Rav El Yashav, who changed his mind, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav David Feinstein, and others, Rav Asha Weiss, you can do it on Shabbos, so yesh v'yesh, depends on who your posek is. And then, that's the Chiddush of the Rogachava, is how do you, what's a Yotze Dofen, in other words, with forceps, do I say the fact that the body can't push it out, so therefore, it's like a din of a Yotze Dofen, a C-section, the baby can't do a bris on Shabbos and he can't have a pidgin aben, or do we say no? It's a pidgin aben with the bracha because it still came out from the same area, from the makor. So Rav Moshe paskins, and I think, I guess it depends, even the Rakhon Shabbos said if the head came out, it's okay. The Rav Moshe says Pidyon HaBen with a bracha, because Behema is different, because that's the Shaila, that's where it gets its Kedusha, touching the Rechav. But a child doesn't have that Kedusha anyway, so therefore, Rav Moshe would hold it's okay. But Rakhon Shabbos would say it's a no-go, because it's like a C-section baby. It can't come out on its own, and that's his Kiddush as well, by a Hargasha, that it's just a simen, it's hormonal. So if it's not anything not hormonal, that's kind of like a Yotzei Dofen in terms of halacha, whether a woman doesn't take a birth control pill, she forgets, and then some blood comes out, which is hormonal, but it's a small amount. So I assume it's Dam Nida Daraisa, or only Dam Nida Drabanan. So either way, well, Lamaisa, see, we do a bris on Shabbos, a Mila Bismana. We definitely don't do a C-section baby. It's a Suffolk Mila Bismana. And whether you do IVF or AI baby, that's a machlokas among contemporary poskim on how you learn Rabbi Elchananel and how common or uncommon it is today.